It's Gary.
Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Jalen. Could I have your zip code to better assist you?
84088.
Okay. Your first and last name?
Gary Peterson. What did you say your name was?
Jalen.
Jalen?
Mm-hmm.
J-A-Y-L-Y-N?
J-A-L-E-N.
Okay.
Okay, and give me one second here. You said your name was Gary Peterson?
Yes.
Okay, could you verify your address for me?
3691 West, 8140 South, West Jordan, Utah, 84088.
Yes, sir, I do have an account for you. Give me one moment.
Okay.
Me just a moment, Mr. Peters. System's going kind of slow today, Mr. Pierce.
Okay.
All right, how can I help you?
Well, I'm supposed to have a credit on this site, but I can't seem to get into it. It doesn't recognize my email or passwords. Is it consumerdirectsavings.com?
Can you repeat that?
Is it consumerdirectsavings.com?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So when I put my email address in there, it doesn't recognize it. Said you forgot passwords.
You said when you put your email in?
Yes, I'm trying to log into it, but I don't remember what my password is. I was given, I wrote down, I'm assuming that it's off of my email address, right?
Mm-hmm. Email at gdpsmp@comcast.net.
Yes. So I'm on your site, and if I do forgot passwords, because I had written down Gary with this thing after it, but I don't know if that's the password or not. When I say forgot password, it says please enter your email, which you did. Sent you an email with instructions to reset your password.
Okay,
so here we go. Let's see, reset your password. Okay, so let me see if.
All right, there's 78. 97 charge.
Sorry, say that again.
You're calling about the 78.97 charge.
Well, it's a credit.
Okay. Yeah. Yes, sir, because you were fully refunded for it already.
Well, there was a refund, but it wasn't refunded the whole thing because you had like 4 months or something like that. They only refunded two of them and said the rest I'd have to take in credit on this side. Do you still show that still? $325 credit?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so. See if he'll reset this. Okay. So I'm into the site and then shop by category. And with this credit that I've got, this, you show a $325 credit?
Give me one moment.
Okay. You still there?
Yes, sir, I am.
It is lost yet. Do you show that credit for me?
You said $300 and some credit.
Yes.
Let me see. One, two, three, four, five. Yes, sir, I do.
Okay. And does, if I order some of these things, it will just take it off that credit?
Yes, sir.
Because I don't show a credit. And will that apply to the shipping?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so if I've got you online here. How'd you add to cart?
You repeat that?
I just chose something. I'm adding it to the cart.
Oh, okay.
I want to see.
Okay.
So if I go to checkout. Mm-hmm. Okay, so it's scan code. Where is it going to tell me that it's applying it from?
Like, is it come from shipping? Like the confirmation?
Well, hold on just a second. I don't want to do is I don't want to order this. I've had trouble with your company before, and I don't want to order this and end up with something and not have the credit applied.
Yes, sir.
So I put it in the cart. I continue the shipping.
Okay.
So it's saying it's going to be $10 shipping.
Mm-hmm.
And if I continue to payment. So it wants a credit card number, but it's not doing anything about showing off of my credit.
Okay, give me one moment. Okay. You said, how do you apply it?
Yes.
How do you apply your credit?
If I go to order a product and it comes up and it just tells me what it's going to be for shipping, and then if I go to buy the thing and I want to apply the credit, it gives me no way to be able to do that once a credit card number.
Okay, give me one moment. All right, give me one moment, Mr. Peterson. I'm getting this checked out for you.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. Yes, sir. It shows that you were refunded on September the 3rd.
Yeah, it was refunded $117 or something like that. It was like 5 months of $78 that I had no idea I was being charged for. When I went back, they said they would only credit me for two of them. And the rest of it would be a credit on this website. Whole thing is seeming like a scam.
Yes, sir. You were offered 3 month vouchers. Give me 1 second. Yes, sir. Order, did you look in your email for that voucher?
What's that?
Did you look in your email for them vouchers?
You say, am I looking for an email for the voucher?
Yes, sir. Did you look in your email for those vouchers?
Hold on.
They were sent on September the 5th.
Consumer direct savings. Reset your password. Funded 70, so I've got 2 refunds for 78.97.
Mm-hmm. And 3 vouchers.
And 3 what?
3 vouchers.
I don't see any vouchers. What a number. No, I've got the emails for the credits, the refunds.
Mm-hmm.
9/3/22. Is that the date you show?
Yes, sir.
But I don't see anything for the vouchers. Can you resend that to me?
Yes, sir. Give me 1 moment. Give me 1 moment.
And so then what do I do when I order something?
You ask. Go ahead.
When I go to, if you send me the voucher thing, going to give me a code, so when I go to order something, I put the code in and it applies it.
Yes, sir.
Is that how that works? Okay, well, I see the 2 refund notifications, but I don't see anything on vouchers. If you could resend that to me.
Okay. What's the right thing? Oh, it wasn't capital or nothing like that. Just regular then. Okay. Give me 1 second.
Your vastest recent, sir?
Should I say that again, please?
You said you wanted your vouchers resent?
Yes, please.
Okay, give me one moment. Thank you.
You gonna be able to send these to me, John?
Yes, sir, I am. Getting this sent now.
I just sent that out, sir. Mr. Peterson?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. I have you set up.
Okay, so all I've got is you sent your password.
Can you repeat that?
I see the only email I have is about resetting my password.
You're going to have to give it a minute, sir. You're going to have to give it a minute. Just try to keep refreshing, and it should be in there.
Okay. So then when I get this, it's going to give me a code. That when I go to buy something, I apply that code.
Yes, sir.
And it will take it. Take off the credit, right?
Yes, sir. It's going to automatically deduct from that.
Okay, well, refreshing, but still haven't seen it. And so it shows a credit of what, 325?
Yes, sir, 325.
Okay. And you're saying when if I buy a product and I apply the shipping, because it says it's like $10 shipping, that credit will apply to all of it?
Yes, sir.
I don't want to somehow apply it only to the product and then I still have to pay shipping.
Right.
Give me a second. Let me.
Okay.
I don't know how long it's going to take to refresh this, but. There's limited products on there.
You got to give it about 30 minutes, sir.
About 30 minutes?
Yes, sir.
All right. I'll watch for it.
Okay. Anything else I can do for you?
No, probably not. Thanks for your help.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling customer support. Mm-hmm.